Welcome to the Wedding Weeds Podcast. Your host is Tracy Morris, award-winning certified wedding planner at her company, You're the Bride. Tracy has over 2 decades of wedding industry experience. She is a mentor, blogger, and influencer, and she shares real stories, tips, and advice with couples who are tying the knot. Tracy's team helps busy, engaged couples maneuver big and small details so that they can enjoy their wedding experience instead of getting lost in the details, which is much like getting lost in the weeds. Enjoy this episode.
Hello, welcome back to the Wedding Weeds Podcast. I am your host, Tracy Morris. And on today's episode, we are going to talk about memorable wedding moments. We're going to highlight the heartwarming moments as well as the unexpected wedding moments, both good and not so good. So the first story that I'm going to discuss today from a real backyard wedding, there was a wedding cake that a friender made. And if those of you that aren't familiar with the term friender, that would be when you have a friend that is not technically a professional wedding professional, but they're, you know, maybe a baker, you know, making things out of their kitchen. It doesn't mean that they're not skilled. They're just not maybe particularly licensed, or, you know, they haven't went full force in setting up a business properly with like, LLC or something to that effect. So this one particular wedding, they went ahead and decided they were going to make the cake. And my bride did actually inform me that it was a friend. And she did give me a disclaimer that she actually didn't even put much stock into her own friend. And I was like, oh boy, how's this going to turn out? So the day of the wedding, it was a very hot wedding day. I want to say it was like in August. So as you can imagine, it was sticky and hot and warm, and it was a tent wedding. And I remember I was outside, you know, doing some setup and whatnot. And all of a sudden I heard the caterer yell, "Wedding planner, wedding planner." So I turn around and the cake was like starting to slide. I'm like, oh my gosh. And I do remember that the whole like situation, like it was, the ground was not the most level where they set the cake up and the tent. So that was an issue right there. So anyhow, this cake was going to hit the ground. I was like, oh boy, this is a problem. So I ran in the house and I'm like, do you guys have like any platters? I had to figure as fast as I could and do MacGyver, is what I've been calling it for years. We had to MacGyver the situation. So they grabbed some platters and I ran back out there and I basically just disassembled the cake and we put it on platters because it was going to fall on the grass. That was a whole situation. So we did the best we could. You know, the bride kind of laughed it off. Like she was just like, yeah, I kind of knew it was going to be an issue, but I wanted a free cake. So she just rolled with it. And I was like, okay. At another wedding, I had a bride that, you know, I advised her not to drink red wine on her wedding day. And I have told many brides, please don't drink red wine. Yes, I carry shout wipes in my emergency kit, but red is a mess. She did not listen. She wanted red wine on her wedding day. It's her day, but we did the best we could with our shout wipes. We also use club soda. We have since then updated our kit. We got this great kit from the wedding shop in Berkeley. There's a free plug out for the wedding shop in Berkeley, but they gave us a really nice kit. We have not yet to have used it. This was something that we probably could have used a while ago. There's something in there that she's telling us is great for blood, wine, sweat, tears. So this season, we're ready with that. So if you have red wine, I still am an advocate, don't drink the red wine on your wedding day, but we'll use that. This is another reason, couples, a reason to have somebody in your corner and to have a coordinator, at least at bare minimum, if you're not going to have a full service planner. I had a client that decided to surprise the couple with a photo booth. Okay. So when we're planning the wedding or coordinating the wedding, we like to get all the vendor contracts so we know who is going to be at the wedding. We do our vendor calls the week of, so we got all of our ducks in a row. We can figure everything out and get the plan and the timeline in place, who's arriving, load in, and all that. Well, we had a vendor that we did not know who was, you know, we didn't know that they were coming. And all of a sudden I've got this photo booth showing up and I'm just like, we didn't know you were coming, you know? And they're like, yeah, well, this is a surprise. And I'm like, okay. So we had to figure out where quickly on the floor plan to put them and to accommodate them as quick as possible, because, you know, we had to get the wedding set up. So I need to find an outlet, a place where they could be. I had to get them then a table so they could put their props on and their book, you know, for the album. We got to stay ready as wedding planners, but we made it happen. And that was a gift to the couple from one of the siblings. This was very, very long time ago. So again, we made that happen and as quickly as possible. Let's see. Let's move on to ways that you can make the day memorable for your mother. Sometimes the mom or sisters, you know, they want, you know, to be included. And these are heartwarming moments that I'm going to talk about now, because they just want to be included in your day. So take the help. If you've got family members that want to help out, then let them, because it's a special time for them too. You might be looking for ways to have moms and stuff help. So some nice ways to let them help is maybe with the shower, give them some little jobs. You could take them dress shopping, and that's definitely a heartwarming moment when they see you try on those dresses. They want to be there to share in that moment. So that's very special. You can have them, you know, help you assemble the invitations. That's a big job. It may not be very heartwarming, but for them, they're going to appreciate that you invited them to be part of that. You know, you can do it over some wine, not red wine though, because you don't want those to spill on those invites. You can have them help, you know, collect the RSVPs for who's coming. You can have them help with the seating arrangements, because they're going to know relationships of who gets along and who's divorced and all that family history. So I would include them on that. Help with the shower, maybe shopping for gifts, presents, prizes, things like that. So those are all definitely heartwarming, memorable moments that you can share with your family or sisters or things like that, if you want to give jobs to people. One of the most favorite things that has recently happened at a wedding last year was when one of our brides, she had lost her father a few years back, and she personalized her event with something during the dinner speech. And I'm telling you, it was a very nice surprise to the crowd. And she had a prayer that we coordinated ahead of time with her DJ. So when it was time to do the prayer, her brother came up and said a couple of lovely words, and then the DJ, you know, hit play, and it was her father, and he was saying a prayer that he had done, you know, to the bride. I don't remember if it was like something that he had said to her, you know, every night, but it was his recording and it was his voice. So it was very special. I even had a tear in my eye. I'm like thinking about it right now. And I'm like, oh my gosh, how special is that? That was a beautiful moment. And I could totally resonate to it, because I recently lost my own father. I had played some voice recordings at his memorial that we just had like 2 weeks ago. So that was a beautiful sentiment to her father. So if you brides and grooms are looking for a way to personalize your event, I would encourage maybe go through your phone and see if there's any voice messages from your dearly departed parent, if they're no longer with you, and find a way to incorporate that into your ceremony, because that definitely is a memorable moment. So why not? The sky is the limit. It's your day. You can do whatever you want and make the wedding how you guys see fit. Now, there are also some memorable moments as a wedding planner that I can share with you that are real things that have happened in my career that are not so heartwarming. I've been hit with some interesting requests. Oh boy. Again, we're not saying names, but I had one bride, and this has happened actually more than once. In this podcast, I'm sharing real situations. Okay. This is raw stuff here. I had one bride that basically did not get along with her mom. And that is definitely not heartwarming. That is heartbreaking, right? She basically didn't get along with her mother, and she was just like, Tracy, I don't get along with my mom. I don't want my mother at my wedding. She sent me a photo of her mother and said, if you see this woman, ask her to leave. I was like, wow, okay. I mean, that's horrible, right? So somehow, fast forward, her mother got a hold of me. She probably found my phone number on Google, right? You're the Bride, it's everywhere. And she called my number and she threatened me. She's like, I know you're planning my daughter's wedding. And, you know, I don't appreciate that. I'm her mother. I should be planning this wedding. And I was shocked. I'm like, oh my God, this is crazy. And I just is like, you know, I'm so sorry. Your daughter has hired me. And this was, again, ages ago. So I don't remember how the whole conversation went, but yeah, it was not very fun. So of course I was on pins and needles the day of the wedding thinking, is this woman going to show up and ruin my client's wedding or threaten me or what in the world's going to happen? But thank God she didn't come because I was, you know, I was looking for this lady. And I told the front desk too at the venue, like, here's a picture. If you see her, like, let me know on the double because all hell's going to break out. So that was definitely a memorable moment for me, but not a good one. On another note, I've had many clients, more than I could count on both hands. I'm not even kidding. They have told me about guests that have, you know, unfortunately, and this is a true situation. You know, there's a lot of alcoholics out here. They have an uncle that is a recovering alcoholic. They're worried about the open bar, which is a problem. So they're like, can you please make sure Uncle Bob is not up at the bar? Well, I'm not the, you have to realize as a wedding planner, we do go above and beyond for you. We do wear a lot of hats, but please respect that we are not the police. You know, I will take it under advisement. So I will ask, you know, what table is Uncle Bob sitting at or Aunt Sally or whoever. And I will let the bartender know. But other than that, you know, there's not a whole lot I can really do. I'm not going to really escort them out or anything. That's really something that your bartender will do. So they do need to be tip certified by the state of Michigan, and all venues have workers in place that are tip certified, which that just means, if you're wondering, they have went through a course so that will let them legally cut off someone who is drinking. If they're out of hand, they can stop serving them. If, you know, for example, Uncle Jim or whatever his name was, Uncle Bob, decides to drink that night, because we all know that alcoholics still will try to have a drink. They have relapses. So that's something that the bartender will have to handle. And if it gets out of hand, then they'll have to call the police. That's not something your wedding planner is going to do. Okay. But I've been asked that job many times too. Those moments are memorable, but not for the best reasons as well. So it's pretty interesting, the things that, you know, we get asked to do. Let's see. Yeah, I think that's probably it for today's episode, but I am going to wrap it up here. But again, I would love to hear if anybody has any content ideas or if you're looking for any tips. We are definitely open to it. My intern this season is wonderful. So she has already put together a wonderful content schedule that will keep me going for the next several months, but we're open to ideas. So if you have them, please email them to Tracie@YoureTheBride. That's TRACIE@YoureTheBride.com. And we would love to chat with you for a complimentary consultation. If you are thinking about having a coordinator or full service planner to help you with wedding planning and design, we would love to sit down with you over Zoom and chat about how we could help you. And remember, don't come untied before tying the knot.
This is Tracie Morris signing off with the Wedding Weeds Podcast. Thank you and have a great night.